Okay, we're here with Martin Knight, who just won his quarterfinal match this evening in the 2015 Wasatch Funds Salt Lake City Open. Martin beat Mike McHugh in three games. It was a good match. Your thoughts, Martin?
Yeah, it was. I think I was a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous for the match. Last time I was on court with him, I had an injury that took me out for 7 months. So it was it was one of those ones where I put a lot of pressure on myself to do well. I've trained with Mike, you know, quite a bit. I've been in Toronto for a couple of seasons, and we hit together a lot, so we do know each other's game. I knew what to expect from him out there. I think just personally, I did put a lot of pressure on myself to try and be not perfect, but as close to it as I could, and prepare well, and to really get on court and try and make a mark early on. Mm-hmm. I think I did that. Like the first game, sort of everything went my way.
11-2, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and it was just one of those ones where I got a bit of a purple patch in the middle. I felt like I had one of those games where I can't do much wrong.
Every shot.
That does
length's perfect.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen too often, but it's obviously nice when it does, and so that was good. He came back well in the second, and the second was a real battle. Yeah. Full credit, he played well, and he took the ball early, and he changed up a couple of things in his game. But yeah, it was a few testy times. I think I had a couple of words to Mark, who was reffing there, and that was all sort of just my own sort of built up anxiety. Managed to sneak that, and then I had momentum to win the third. So yeah, really happy.
Yeah. Just a curiosity from a club perspective, but when you we have a lot of people in our club that play the same person all the time. When you get used to someone's game, and then you're in a competitive tournament like this, is it harder, easier in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, it can go both ways. If you can try and sort of mentally and physically, not necessarily get in someone's head, but sort of build momentum and practice matches and routines and really sort of focus on trying to break down your opponent in different aspects of the game, then it comes down to a concentration. You can always if you can kind of focus in on those things and really sort of put that into practice and not deviate from your game plan and knowing what works against them, because I feel I do, I do try and learn a lot when I play people in practice, and really look to expose weaknesses if I can. And obviously they're trying to do the same for me. So if I've got a couple of shots I'm not confident on, and that's sort of happened a lot in different practices and whatnot, I just simply won't play them. So not to give them that mental boost.
Yeah. But then the flip side is when somebody's like playing way better than they normally play, it can really mess with your head.
yeah, for sure. No, it definitely can. Yeah. I think it's about trying to have that confidence to really believe in the game plan you went in with, and make sure you're purposeful and you can carry that through. Yeah. The whole match.
So going forward, you're playing Farhan Zaman. Have you played him before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Farhan's a very, very skillful, good player. Last time I played Farhan, he beat me. It was in Chicago maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Great match. He likes to attack the ball. He finds some good angles. He's quick.
Yeah.
An
exciting match.
It will be an exciting match. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll just cut down the angles, and he's going to look for some. So it'll be it'll be a battle of me trying to
hold
sort of
each other's will on each other.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be a fast paced match for sure.
Well, we're sure looking forward to it. And thanks for speaking with us today, Martin.
Cool. Thanks very much, Craig.